This is Capital Access. I'm Paul Braun. Tort reform. It was a huge issue in last year's elections and is a key policy goal for Republicans now that they've strengthened their majorities in the legislature. The GOP pitches it as a silver bullet to reduce Louisiana's car insurance rates, the second highest in the nation. Critics say it wouldn't. The debate is playing out as a political tug of war between two of the state's most influential special interests, trial lawyers and the business lobby. Mark Ballard has covered tort reform in the Louisiana legislature as Capitol Bureau editor for The Advocate. He joins us here today. Mark?
Morning.
So let's start with a recap. Last year, the debate centered around the so-called Omnibus Premium Reduction Act. What were some of the things that it proposed?
Well, it was an omnibus bill. It basically proposed, and we call it prescription, but it basically, instead of 1 year to file your lawsuit, it became 2 years, because it basically allows for an additional year for you to kind of come up with a settlement idea. They also wanted to keep from naming the insurance company in the lawsuits, so that if you hit me, I would sue you and your insurance company would take care of it. They also wanted a jury threshold. Right now, it's about $50,000.
And they proposed bringing that threshold down to $5,000.
Yes. What that would mean is that you would have a jury trial, or the ability to have a jury trial, for more of these fender bender type of lawsuits. And then they also wanted to kind of credit the medical care that you received as a victim of a car accident.
And is it clear if any of those changes would actually reduce premiums?
Well, you mentioned critics, but it wasn't just the critics. It was the insurance industry themselves that said, no, this would not lower insurance premiums in Louisiana, that there was a whole slew of other reasons why our premiums are higher. The amount of litigation was way down on that list.
With that in mind, how did this particular bill and just tort reform in general fare at the legislature last year?
Well, the House basically bought into the, if we pass this bill, then our insurance rates will get lowered. And they passed it overwhelmingly. And it went to the Senate and was put in the Senate Judiciary A Committee. They looked at it a little more differently. They brought up the fact that the insurance companies themselves said, no, this is not going to lower the rates all by itself. The task force that was behind the legislation in the House actually did an actuarial report, which was these insurance experts that say, what does this mean? And they also found that it wasn't going to lower the rates. And it just sort of died away at that point. The moment that it was killed in the Senate Judiciary Committee, I talked to the main sponsor of the bill, Kirk Talbot, and he made it very clear that it was, it was political and that it was going to come up during the campaigns, which it did.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about that. I mean, Eddie Rasponi hammered Edwards on this particular issue on the debate stage, on the airwaves. What role did tort reform play in the messaging around the governor's campaign and then further down the ballot?
I mean, it played a role because I think it's one of the touchstone issues that energizes the Republican base. And that was why Mr. Rasponi went after it so heavily. But down the ballot in the legislative races, that's where it really has made an impact. Lobby.
That's the Louisiana Association for Business and Industry.
Put a lot of money into candidates for the legislature that would support an omnibus tort reform bill. They elected quite a few people, and I think that's going to really flavor what's happening in this upcoming session, because you have a vast majority of senators and of representatives that bought into that tort reform legislation idea.
And you saw it even used as a wedge within the Republican Party. There are some examples. Senator Gaddy lost a re-election campaign in North Louisiana to Robert Mills, largely because of votes in line with the governor's policies and on tort reform.
I think it was mostly tort reform, frankly. Senator Gaddy was the guy that held up the actuarial report in committee and said, look, this report that you paid for says that it won't save money. And that was a persuasive moment when the Judiciary A went against the tort reform.
So what's the outlook for tort reform this year?
I think it's probably going to get passed in some way or form. There are certain parts of it that the trial lawyers would be amenable to, that the governor would be amenable to. And there are other parts of it that are not. And if they do the whole thing, in one fell swoop, then you may end up seeing a veto and then a fight over a veto override. If they do specific ones, then some of them will get passed, and others may get vetoed if they do get passed.
It will certainly be a topic to watch in the legislature this spring. Mark Ballard, thanks for joining us. For Capital Access, I'm Paul Braun.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge and the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture and educating classrooms on renewable food, fiber, and fuel systems.